Yeah, that sounds like it's working. I am going to call to order the meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. It is Thursday, September 25th. It is 1 p.m. And again, we don't really have a roll call anymore. This is, I guess, my first meeting. There really isn't a Board of Adjustment anymore. It's now being done by the hearing officer. So there won't be a roll call, I guess, in the future. But if everyone would please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Y'all may be seated. And I don't see any public comment cards. Is that typically in this forum you also have the, or is it just you just ask for public comment at this point in time?
There's no public comments.
No, there's no public comments. Okay, so we'll move along. There are two prior minutes to approve, the minutes of June 26, 2024 of the Zoning Board of Appeals, and also the December 16th, 2024 meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals. If there are no corrections, and I see no corrections, those minutes are approved. Okay, the procedures here will be the applicant will stand at this podium over here. Staff will be at this podium over here. It's mic'd so I can hear you. Anything that I'm seeing on my screen, you can see on this screen up here. Again, there's criteria for issuing the variance. You don't have to necessarily belabor the point, but I'm not going to impose artificial limits on you. But if the applicant has read the staff report and they basically agree with some of the findings of the staff, you could just say, I agree with these findings, and you don't have to say much more than that. Anyone who is going to speak, the clerk is going to ask you to stand, and the clerk will administer the oath. And then after the applicant makes their presentation, staff will give their presentation of their report, and then I will turn it to applicant last, and they will have a chance to do any rebuttal if they want to. They don't have to. If you think you've satisfied all the criteria, then you don't need to do any rebuttal. And then I will close the public hearing, and then I'll rule at that point in time. So that's the procedures. And at this point in time, the clerk will administer the oath.
Can everyone wishing to provide testimony please stand and raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to provide is true and accurate to the best of your knowledge, so help you God?
I do.
All right.
Thank you.
So if the applicant can come to this podium right here, and if the first words out of your mouth are, just state your name, and I saw that you were sworn, so you don't have to say that you were sworn.
My name is Ivan Denkinich, and current address.
Sure, and you're the property owner of the...
I'm the property owner at 1328 Eastman Circle. It's not the current property where I reside, but I do reside in Northport.
Okay, all right. And go ahead and say whatever you want to say regarding the application.
I believe 2022, I did purchase this property in the summer, and when I purchased the property, there was no requirement for me to do a boundary survey or any kind of survey. And I purchased it, there was no legal issues, there was no legal matters, and the property was purchased as is, and everything was fine until in 2024, in December, I posted property for sale, and a potential buyer did a survey, boundary survey, and a matter of problem with the rear setback variance came known to me. And I presented to a zoning department. They tried to investigate what exactly happened, but because of house was built, I believe, in 2005, there's no actual paper copies of anything. Everything was moved to digital, and even then, it was very hard to find any documentation that would support why I have this current issue with this current property. And zoning department suggested for me to start a legal proceeding, collecting documents. They gave me a list of documents required. I collect them all, present it, pay the fees, and in order to correct the issue or ask for a petition for the variance, I did apply for two things, which one was a variance, another one was a vacation of easement. And I think today we are here for a variance. I believe the current owner who owned the house before, he was the one who built the house, and they built a property including a pool. The pool is enclosed, and they overstep 4.3 feet into the variance. And in order to have that corrected, I asked for permission, and I think that's what we're here for.
All right. And then the one thing I forgot to say is each side gets a chance to ask questions of the other. Again, you don't have to, but you have the right. So, again, you'll have rebuttal. So, but is that all you want to say in your initial presentation?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. All right. Staff.
Good morning. Kyle Hoffman, zoning coordinator. I have been sworn. As he has stated, the variance here before you, PVAR 25-01811, is for 1328 Eastman Circle. In regards to a rear setback variance of 5.7 feet, the pool currently resides 4.3 feet off the rear property line. So as we were doing our research, looking into it, currently the property would be in violation of Article 3 of Activity Center, Section 3.1. 3.3.1 of the Activity Center District for the intensity and dimensional standards via Table 3.3.1.2, subfoot 1, which states residential accessory structures may be located in the rear side yards only. Minimum setback is 10 feet, 20 feet on a waterfront, and 5 feet on the side. This applies to accessory structures 300 square feet or smaller, accessory structures larger than 300 square feet, other than swimming pools, screen enclosures, tennis courts, and other similar recreational facilities shall maintain the same required setback as the primary structure. Non-residential accessory structures may be located in the yard and must be your primary structure setbacks. So, upon receiving the survey, we noticed that this pool is 5.7 feet within the setback. And that's what we're here to request for, is the variance to allow from the section 3.3.1 of the activity center district, subfoot one, so that he would be able to have that pool at a 4.3 setback off the rear property line. Here's an overview of the property, so you can see even the GIS does have it as a relatively close structure. So this is project, this property is zoned Activity Center 10, according to our future land use, and it was previously residential single family two. The as-built does show that the pool area was located in the easement and did not meet the rear 10-foot setback. The home was purchased with the understanding that the property was in good standing, and the home cannot be sold without a clean title. So again, here's your survey with that 4.3 setback. It's 4.4 on the right, but 4.3 at the nearest point. So this is, we're asking for a partial vacation as well into that 10-foot setback that will be receiving different schedulings through commission to have that vacation done. So with the ULDC current regulations, this is the current regulation that we are asking for that variance from. It's again Article 3 of the Activity Center, Section 3.3.1, fully spelled out here for you. This was advertised in the newspaper September 12th, 2025, as pursuant to Article 1, Section 2.1.4L, subfoot 2 of the Unified Land Development Code, following rules for PZAB, or the Zoning Board of Appeals. In order to get a variance, we have to follow 8 decision criteria to grant this variance. We need to have special conditions that exist that are peculiar to this land, building, or other structures for which the variance is sought, and which do not generally apply to other lands, building, structures of the same structure. When it comes to that criteria, the special circumstances that do exist on this property are that this swimming pool has been nearly in place for almost a decade, or 2 decades, I apologize. It was permitted in 2006 when the house was built, and it does have a standard shape, but it has not had any code enforcement actions. It hasn't had any other type of complaints that the pool is in this setback until he has come to try to sell this property. So staff has determined that this does meet the criteria because he has not had any other enforcement action against this pool. Number 2 is the applicant or property owner did not create these conditions requiring the variance. As the homeowner stated, he just purchased his property in 2022. He purchased it from the original builder and owner, which was back in 2005, 2006, when the pool and the home were constructed. And he had paid for it and got it under the understanding that it was in good standing. Criteria 3 is the literal enforcement of the ULDC standards wouldn't result in an unnecessary hardship. Both the pool and the deck and the shell of the pool are located within the rear setback. Strict enforcement of the ULDC setback requirements would necessitate the removal and reconstruction of the pool, deck, and the enclosure, resulting in a substantial cost to this homeowner at the, you know, current rates, 2005 rates. It may not have been as bad, but it would be upwards of tens of thousands of dollars to him to have this pool redone. Staff has also determined that he has met this criteria because it would be an unnecessary hardship to him. Criteria 4, strict application of the provisions of the ULDC would provide the applicant with no means or reasonable use of the land use or buildings and other structures. As previously noted, both the deck and the pool are located within the 10-foot rear setback. Strict application would necessitate the removal and reinstallation of the pool, the enclosure, and therefore depriving the property owner of the use of that structure. So again, we have also found that he does meet this criteria. The next criteria, the fifth criteria, is that the variance requested is the minimum variance request that would make possible for the reuse, the reasonable use of the land, building, or other structures. As previously shown in the on the as-built survey, the pool does go 5.7 feet into that rear easement. So that is all we are asking for at this point in time. So the ULDC regulations do provide provisions allowing encroachments and setbacks, specifically table 3.5.1.1, permits decks at grade to be up to 5 feet from the property line. Granted, this is a little further in than that, but this has been a long-standing issue at this point. Staff has also determined that he has met this criteria. Criteria 6, the request would not be injurious to the neighboring properties or otherwise detrimental to the public welfare. As previously stated, the pool deck and enclosure have existed on here for nearly 2 decades without any complaints or code enforcement actions. This has not been injurious or detrimental to the neighboring properties or the public. The staff has also determined that he has met this criteria. Criteria 7, the reasoning in the application justifies the variance. The requested variance is necessary due to the property to have a clean title for resale. During the previous sale, the property owner transferred without a mortgage and the title was assumed to be clean and in good standing. At that time, no concerns were raised as the structure had been approved by a building permit. The transaction proceeded in good faith. However, to facilitate a current sale and resolve the outstanding concerns, he is now here to request for this variance. Staff has also determined that he has met this criteria. And then the final criteria is this is a unique condition which the applicant requested for the variance and is not so general or recurrent that is necessary to amend the ULDC. As I previously stated, the ULC does now have stipulations in here for allowable encroachments so that we have built in safeguards for that at this point in time. This is unique because, as I said again, it has been standing for nearly 2 decades. We have determined that he has met this criteria.
Anything else?
So going forward, staff finds that petition PVAR 25-01811, request for variance from the Unified Land Development Code, Article 3, Activity Center Districts, Section 3.3.1, Activity Centers District Density, Intensity, and Dimensional Standards, Table 3.3.1.2, Dimensional Standards, Subfoot 1, to allow for a 4.3 rear foot setback for an accessory structure where a minimum 10-foot setback would be required does meet the criteria. And at this point, staff is recommending that the hearing officer would approve the variance request as it has met all 8 decision criterias.
All right. Okay, I jumped ahead in the public hearing a little bit, so I want to go backwards as a bit. I have not had any ex parte communications. I haven't spoken with the property owner. I haven't spoken to staff about this. I haven't viewed the property. All I've done is just read the materials that were prepared for this hearing. And then I also am supposed to ask, are there any aggrieved parties here today? Okay, hearing no aggrieved parties, all right. And, all right, so do you have any questions of him or do you, okay.
No questions.
All right, okay. I will tell you this, I agree with everything that is in staff report. There's actually one other fact, which I'm going to ask a question, which I think also supports item 1 and 7. So there's this track, there's not a buildable lot behind this house, correct?
Correct. It's like a 20-foot, maybe 30-foot wide parcel that is behind this land, correct?
And is that owned by the city or by a CID? Or
it is owned by a private individual.
It is, okay. All right. But it can't be built on?
According to our current setbacks, it would not be.
Right.
There would be no viable building that structure without receiving a special exception.
Okay, so I just add that one fact into all the facts and the analysis because I think that also supports item number 1 and item number 7 also. All right. Again, I'll give you the last word. If you have anything else you want to say?
No questions.
All right. Okay.
regarding petition number PVAR 2501811, based upon the testimony I've heard here today, and leaning heavily into the staff report, I'm going to find that all eight criteria have been satisfied and the requested variance be granted. So is that sufficient? All right. And so that's step one. You still got the vacation
yes.
Before the city commission that you'll have to do, but at least this is step one out of the way.
Thank
all
you.
Right. We don't have any public comments, so unless there's any further business, we are adjourned. Thank you all.